This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Far be it for me to tell you how to live your lives, y'all, but I'm obliged to let you know you might be going about your work days, well, wrong. The folks at Quartz have your back, though. They've come up with what science says is the best way to have a productive and creative workday, starting with the optimal time for that initial dose of caffeine. Rachel Feltman is a health science and tech reporter at Quartz. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
All right. I don't mean to get up in your face at the very beginning, but I'm not supposed to have coffee till 9:30 in the morning. Hello?
Well, the point is that for the first couple hours after you're waking up, your cortisol levels are going to start to peak anyway. And that's what really perks you up in the morning. So it's kind of a waste to be ingesting your first cup of caffeine, whether that's coffee or tea, before around 9:30. So that's why I recommend sitting down at your desk first.
How do you know these things? Is there research on this stuff?
Yeah, we looked at studies on when the best time is to consume caffeine, when the best time is to do particular work, when people are opening particular kinds of emails. So obviously it's not a hard science, but these are just some good guidelines that do have studies backing them up.
Well, a couple of things about that. Number one, emails. I and probably a zillion other people out there, the first thing we do really is pick up our phone and check our emails. And yet, it's not a really good time to answer an email, is it? You can read them, don't answer them.
Right. Technically, it's a great time to send emails. 6 a.m. emails tend to have higher opening rates than other times of the day. But, you know, if you think about that logically, the emails that we look at when we grab our phones and we wake up, we're not going to be able to answer them right away. Or if we do, those aren't going to be our best answers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I felt that people should be sending emails that allow for some answering time first thing in the morning.
All right, couple of specifics here. You point out that brushing your teeth can get you through that midday sort of blahs that you get. And I will confess, and this may be more than people want to hear, last thing I do before I go into the studio every afternoon is brush my teeth.
It's great to brush your teeth more than once or twice a day. Dental hygiene is awesome.
Yes.
You know, when your teeth are freshly brushed, you're less likely to want a snack. That can be a great way to start off the afternoon to get you through that real lull in the day. It's a nice little interlude.
Now, how many of these are you actually able to follow yourself working at Quartz?
Well, I'm working on cutting out the coffee before I get to the office. So that's been going pretty well. And there's a lot of pressure, I think, in the business world to just keep yourself chained to your desk.
Right.
But the truth is that if you find your attention starting to wander, you're not doing yourself any favors by just plowing through. That's when you need to take a walk, brush your teeth. Maybe it's time for the afternoon cup of coffee.
Speaking of chained to the desk, where are you on the whole lunch at your desk thing?
Well, I do try to take a little bit of a break, even if you can't take a full hour.
Yeah,
a
kidding?
Good thing to do can be making sure you take at least maybe 10, 15 minutes to do something that's completely not related to work. You know, read an article, take a walk outside to pick up something you want to eat for lunch. And even just having that short disconnect from work really does help you focus later on.
Rachel Feltman. She covers health science and technology at Quartz. Rachel, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me.